Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullet Step 2 and 3 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of hemoperitoneum found under the gastrointestinal section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with a clinical snapshot. A 50-year-old man is brought to the emergency room after a motor vehicle accident. He is hemodynamically stable at that time. His blood pressure is 110 over 70 and pulse is 90 beats per minute. After the team ensures that his airway and breathing are secured, they note ecchymoses in the shape of a steering wheel and ecchymosis of the flanks. They obtain a focused assessment with sonography for trauma and discover the presence of blood in the abdominal cavity. As they proceed with the examination, his blood pressure drops to 90 over 60 and he is no longer responsive to fluid resuscitation. He is prepped emergently for a diagnostic laparotomy. Let's continue with an introduction to hemoperitoneum. As a general overview, hemoperitoneum describes the presence of blood within the peritoneal cavity, often secondary to trauma, and treatment is typically an urgent laparotomy. In terms of the epidemiology, different subtypes include penetrating trauma, blunt abdominal trauma, which may include splenic or hepatic injury, abdominal aortic aneurysm rupture, perforated gastric ulcer, disseminated intravascular coagulation, and complications of abdominal surgery. In terms of the pathogenesis, remember that the abdominal cavity has the potential to hold more than 5 liters of blood, which can accumulate quickly, resulting in rapid blood loss causing hemorrhagic shock. And large volume of blood can accumulate before the patient presents with any significant symptoms. Moving on to the presentation, common symptoms will include lightheadedness and abdominal pain. On exam, one may note signs of hemorrhagic shock, such as hypotension and tachycardia. There may also be tenderness to palpation, rebound tenderness, a rigid abdomen, and tenderness with percussion. In terms of further imaging, a focused assessment with sonography for trauma or FAST exam is indicated for rapid diagnosis of hemoperitoneum, but this may not determine the source of the hemorrhage. Specific findings include blood in the peritoneal cavity. A computed tomography is indicated for detection of solid organ injury. It can determine the source of hemorrhage, but this is indicated in hemodynamically stable patients. Findings may include solid organ injury. In terms of further studies, labs may include a complete blood count in order to assess for the need for transfusion. One should also consider obtaining a blood type and cross. Invasive studies may include a diagnostic peritoneal lavage or abdominal paracentesis. This is indicated to rapidly determine the presence of intraperitoneal blood. This is also indicated in hemodynamically unstable patients in whom a FAST exam may not be useful. For example, if a patient has obstructed views. In terms of the differential, make sure to think about an ectopic pregnancy. This would present with hemoperitoneum that may not be seen on imaging. Remember that a transvaginal ultrasound may reveal the ectopic pregnancy, and patients will also present with an elevated beta-HCG. With regards to treatment, medical options include blood transfusion. This is indicated for hemorrhagic shock. Another option is supportive care, which is indicated in all patients. Surgical options include laparotomy. This is indicated if there are signs of peritonitis, if there is hemorrhagic shock, or if there is clinical decompensation. Complications related to hemoperitoneum include death. And lastly, with regards to prognosis, remember that this depends on the etiology of hemoperitoneum and rapid diagnosis and treatment. That's all for this review about hemoperitoneum. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast, a daily audio review session for MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on medbullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here on the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast.